PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 67 degrees at 8 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli squared off Sunday night in the first debate in the race to be New Jersey's next governor this November. The topic of President Donald Trump weighed heavily in the debate hosted by Rider University. Sherrill said Cittarelli would do anything the president told him to do while she would fight the White House to return funding to New Jersey. Cittarelli focused on affordability, saying Democrats have controlled Trenton for 25 years and they're the reason the Garden State has become so unaffordable. Thousands of invasive and dead spotted lanternflies are washing up on New Jersey beaches. They're coming in with the tide in Seagirt, Asbury Park, and other locations, but environmental experts haven't figured out why. Spotted lanternflies are an invasive species from China and first appeared in the U.S. in 2014 in Pennsylvania. Millions in dollars in grants are available to New Jersey schools to purchase electric school buses and install public charging stations.
The money is thanks to the State Department of Environmental Protection's Electric School Bus Grant Program. The grant money is part of an effort by the state to replace dirty diesel buses with clean electric buses. The state DEP says diesel buses produce emissions that are especially harmful to children. $20 million in grants are available. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And will New Jersey face a record-breaking dry spell like last year? New Jersey State climatologist Dave Robinson says possible La Nina activity in the tropical Pacific could lead to less rain over the next 3 to 6 months.
You might not look to the wet side, maybe lean towards the dry side, but no great expectations of any significant drought returning.
According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map, there are some areas of New Jersey experiencing a moderate drought. They include Mercer County, plus parts of North Jersey from Warren and Sussex counties to the Highlands. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, remaining dry and comfortable through the night with lows in the lower 60s. It turns out cloudy tomorrow, which may lead to an afternoon shower, much the state in the low to mid 80s. And for the rest of the week, those shower chances increases with highs mainly in the mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
64 in Rockaway, 67 in Franklin, 68 in Beach Haven. Next update at 8:30. Breaking news every time it breaks. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Now, more of the conversation with Steve Trevelise on New Jersey 101.5.